Hello, my name is Jennifer. We're going to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area. Are you a registered voter in Texas?
Am I what?
Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something
Democrat.
Else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Elred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like a state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote?
I haven't decided yet, but I will not vote for Ted Cruz for anything.
Okay. So then just to confirm, you will be, like, definitely voting in primary, probably vote, or no voting Democratic primary?
If I vote, I'll vote Democratic. Probably, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Tell me if you have, like, a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know him. Is he Republican?
Okay. Well, the next one is Colin Elred. Do you find him very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Yes. Favorable.
Okay. Then Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Victoria Naive.
Pardon me?
The next one is Victoria Naive.
I don't know that name.
Okay. The next one is Nathan Johnson.
Yes, definitely. But he's not in my area.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
Yes.
Thank you. Clay Jenkins.
Well, he's not in my area either.
Okay. Jasmine Seaman.
Pardon me?
Jasmine Seaman.
I don't know him.
The next one is Ron Kirk.
Ron Kirk?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you find very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable the Planned Parenthood?
Yes. How much
very
longer is this going to take? Yes.
Thank you. It's going to take just a couple of minutes. You know, Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate do you support, Jasmine Seaman or Elizabeth Ginsburg? Will you vote for if you have to choose today? Okay. Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, which is more important for a Democratic candidate to address? Guns, sensible gun sales laws, requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21st to buy assault style weapons. Abortion, like for Texas law, criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Local control, or state Republicans free, emptying local laws, on ground control, snoozing and working rights. Education.
Oh, Lord, all the above.
Okay. Let me mark them all. That which is like the most important, like the guns, abortion, local control, education, voting rights.
Well, I'm going to say women's rights, abortion.
Okay. And what is the next most important issue on your list? Guns, local control, education, voting rights?
Okay. You're speaking too quickly. Or did you say immigration control?
Oh, on your list, what's the second most important issue? Guns, local control, education, or voting rights?
Local control, is that what you said?
Yes.
Local control. I don't know what local control means.
For the local control, is for the state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and working rights.
Okay, so you asked me the same question, didn't you? You said abortion rights and you said weapon control.
Oh, for the first one, you selected that the most important one is abortion. Now, like, for the second most important one for you, would you consider that it's for the guns law, the local control?
Yes, the guns law.
Okay, thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independent and pro-Trump voters with a pro-jobs business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that.
Sure. In general, which type of candidate in the Texas State House do you prefer? Do you prefer one who has the best shot on beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
I'm not sure I understand that. I'm going to have to say the second one, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Next, read if each of the following a statement describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Jasmine Simmons leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Jasmine Simmons is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Do you find this, like, definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact?
Doesn't impact.
Okay. The next one is Jasmine Simmons is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Do you find...
Okay, repeat that one. That's very important.
Sure. Jasmine Simmons is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
And you're asking me if I would vote for her for that?
Yes.
Yes, I want to put an end to that. Yes. That's very important.
The next one is, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of the local communities. Will you definitely vote for that? Probably both, or does not impact.
Okay, repeat that, please. These are very important.
In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Big government out of local communities.
Mm-hmm. Will you definitely vote for that? Probably both, or does not impact on your vote?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, thank you so much. Jasmine Simmons is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of American largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Will you...
Lawsuits? You're bleeping out. Okay, what are you saying about lawsuits?
Sure. Jasmine Simmons is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of the America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's like one of her proposals. Would you like support that one by definitely voting for it, or probably vote, or does not impact?
I'm not following in that one. I'm sorry.
Okay, no
Can
worries.
Can you repeat it?
Sure.
I mean, I worked with big law firms, so I don't understand what difference that makes.
Okay. If you would like to, we can leave it as it is. We can go to the next one. The next one is that Destiny is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This is started by flipping this house seat blue with Tessman Simmons' common sense problem-solving approach. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or does not impact?
Against Texas' current laws or the way the government's run, is that what you're saying?
I can repeat it. Tasmin is running.
Okay, repeat
because,
it.
Yes,
let me go where I can listen better. I can't really hear you with two things going on. Hang on. The TV's in one ear and you're speaking in another.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Repeat that one again.
Okay. Tasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This is started by flipping the house seat blue with Tessman Simmons' common sense and problem-solving approach. Will you definitely vote for this, probably vote, or does not impact?
I think I understand what you're saying, and yes, I would vote for that.
Okay, thank you. The next one is that Desmond Simmons is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual recent history and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Will you definitely vote for these? Probably vote, or does not impact?
Yes, I would. I think they are hurting doctors.
Okay, thank you so much. Jasmine Simmons puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildfire Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her German dog, Jake and Grace. Will you definitely support these? Probably both, or does not impact?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the park cities. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or does not impact?
Yes, probably. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next one is that Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or does not impact?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
The next one is a Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Desmond Simmons because she is the fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Will you definitely vote? Probably vote, or does not impact?
Yes.
The next one is that Desmond Simmons will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic
Party. Definitely, yes.
Okay, thank you.
He is hurting the state schools.
Okay, great. The next one is that Desmond is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or does not impact?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is that Desmond will work to pass common sense guns reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Will you definitely
yes.
vote?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm.
And what's his name?
Liz Ginsburg.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Oh, is Elizabeth running against Jasmine?
Apparently she's the other candidate in the House Democratic primary.
Oh, so, I didn't
mm-hmm.
know that.
Yes, based okay. on all this information about Jasmine Simmons and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose
well,
today?
Well, that's That's a horse of a different color. I know Miss Ginsburg or Judge Ginsburg. I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I can't say that I vote for Jasmine. It's going to be difficult because I know Judge Ginsburg. So I will keep it in thought.
Okay, let me write that down. Now, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Read each of the following statements about Jasmine Timmons and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. The first one is at least Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Will you definitely vote against, probably vote, or does not matter?
Ah, does not matter. Can't say.
Okay, the next one is at least Ginsburg losing record shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came with a 1% of the Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a strong or more viable candidate against the Republican.
Okay, well, I'm going to end this now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Sí, sí, ya se tenía que ir, pues. Ya casi terminaba. Sí, vos. Vergosa. Ay, no. Y Oscar me estaba escuchando. Ah, quiero ver. Voy a guardar. Back to tomorrow.